And he means lost. And there are two big reasons are given why such men are lost. Number one, you'll find in verse 4, unbelief, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So there's the first thing that makes a sinner lost. They believe not. Unbelief seals the fate of sinners. Then the other is Satan's blinding work, in whom the God of this world, or the God of this age, that's Satan. And his work is to blind men from the truth. And of course, he capitalizes upon the natural blindness of men.
Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This week after Easter, we have a missionary theme as we think of the great message we have to go forth to preach a living Christ, a living Savior, to a lost world. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul has told us that if the Word of God, the gospel, is not preached, it is preached to them that are lost. Every man, woman, boy, and girl who never hears the name of Jesus, never understands the way of the cross, the way of redemption by blood, perishes in their sin and have no hope. This is the great urgent missionary work of the Christian church, to reach men in their lost, blinded state and to bring them to the knowledge of the Lord. Now, this missionary endeavor of the church needs to be Bible-based. And today we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, and to look at the call of God to preach the gospel to men and women of all people, all tribes, nations, and languages. Here, let me read to you in 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. And so here we have this gospel thrust, this missionary cause, to take this message of the gospel to each and every man, boy and girl, woman, boy and girl in the world. And so we are to be busy, and we are to be praying, and we are to have a go in the gospel, that we might be a part of winning men and women to the truth of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And I hope that today that you have that missionary spirit, that you're willing to go, that you're willing to give, and that you're willing to be a part of taking this message of Christ to the peoples of the world. But what about your neighbor? What about your friends? What about your family? Every one of us need to be shining in our little corner for the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, Amanda Reed is going to sing for us, and we have two particular songs she's going to sing. Number one is Don't Go Away Without Jesus. And then after our message, Win the Lost at Any Cost.
In trials and troubles around you, the road seems eternally long. Your life seems a meaningless way. salvation can lead you to only one end. The way of the lost and forsaken, away from your heavenly friends. Oh, don't go away without Jesus. Oh, don't go
now. I have told you the story of my own conversion and realization for the very first time that men and women all around me were lost. And of course, it was sinking in that I also was lost. And I have told you about Beulah and I going off to an evening church service, sitting at a traffic light in our hometown, and there were just two of them, two traffic lights in our hometown. There are a few more now. And they have lots of those circles, by the way. That's the way they sort of guide traffic over there these days. But as we sat there at that traffic light, it was evident that the Lord was revealing things to me that I'd never comprehended before. It was sinking in. This gospel that I'm hearing is real. And I thought of all my friends and family members, not one of them a Christian in the born-again sense. And it was sinking into me that they're lost, lost. If the gospel is right, then men and women around us are lost. Now, how lost is lost? How lost are they? This fact of a lost world is very far-reaching. We're not called just to patch up society. We're not in the recycling business. We're talking about the kind of lost that you don't put into the recycle bin, you put into the garbage can. A soul that is lost is in a hopeless eternity without any future. The Bible says that the nations that forget God shall be cast into hell. Failure to grasp that kind of lostness is failure in every walk of life. It will be failure in the church. We do not grasp that men and women without personal salvation in the Lord Jesus are lost, then how can we preach to them the urgency of the gospel? It also becomes the failure of parents, because if parents raise their children thinking that they'll never be lost, whether they've been baptized or confirmed or dedicated or brought up in Sunday school, brought up in a Christian home, and if parents get the idea that my children could never be lost, then we'll just let them live for the world. We'll let them follow their own carnal, sensual ways. We'll never try to curb their sins. We'll never try to warn them of the awful eternity that is before sinners. If we neglect this kind of lostness, it will also be the failure of missionaries. Missionaries will go to nations with merely a social message to try and help the poor that they may eat better and live longer, here in this world, that is. They will accept some of the elements of paganism and say, you don't need to change and give up idolatry. You can just be a better person. We're just here to help you enjoy this life a little more. In this chapter that we've read tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you'll notice the argument of the Apostle Paul, chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And he means lost. And there are two big reasons are given why such men are lost. Number one, you'll find in verse 4, unbelief, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So there's the first thing that makes a sinner lost. They believe not. Unbelief seals the fate of sinners. Then the other is Satan's blinding work, in whom the God of this world, or the God of this age, that's Satan. And his work is to blind men from the truth. And of course, he capitalizes upon the natural blindness of men. And he wants to keep them in that darkened, blinded state. But we realize that if the devil was dead, sinners would still be filled with unbelief. So we can't blame the devil for everything. But we do know that he's working overtime, that before the Lord should return again, that men and women will not believe in the Lord Jesus. And I'm speaking perhaps some about that are here tonight. How lost are you? It means you're really lost. You're lost through your own willful unbelief. And Satan wants to keep you lost. He doesn't want you to give up your sin, your rebellion, your hardness of heart, your selfish, self-centered ways. He wants to keep a distance between you and the Lord. And so I want to speak tonight about the lost condition of this world. You'll notice here that there is a revelation of a lost world. The truth that souls are lost is not natural reasoning. It doesn't come through the light of nature. People talk about worshiping God in creation, go for walks in the mountains, and they look out of the great panoramas. They see the sky and the valleys and the wind driving, and they see the blue sky on a warm, sunny day, and they say, oh, this is wonderful. But it doesn't tell them that they're a lost soul. It doesn't tell them their need of salvation. And then, of course, there are many that are seeking to make their paradise right here on earth, whether it is a mansion or whether it is some beach resort or whether it is some lifestyle that they can idealize. They think they can make paradise right here on earth. And all the while, men are lost. Now, if you look at verse 6 with me, you will see here that God commands the light to shine out of darkness. And he commands that light to shine into hearts. Now, that was me, 18 years old. The light was shining into my heart when it was beginning to dawn on me that I was a lost soul. And with all that I had ever learned and had understood to that point, it had never sunk in. Now, of course, I was under the preaching of the gospel on a weekly basis. I was starting to read the Bible and the Ten Commandments. And so it was the light of God's revelation that opened my heart to understand my lost condition. And we begin to see the weeds of our own hearts. We begin to see the stain of evil on all that we do. And we come to understand we are indeed lost. And until that final conviction comes, a bit like Isaiah when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone." You see, the light has to shine in. And it's not natural light, it's not sunlight. It's the light of the glorious gospel that needs to shine in. And that's why we preach. And that's why we come with the word of the Lord. And we know that the best way to show up filth is to shine the light upon it. That's partly my task too. I'm not allow you to sit in the darkness. I must, by God's help, show you your sin. That's how I became a Christian, and that's how you will ever become a Christian. You must see how lost you are. So it's a gospel revelation. It's also a climactic revelation because it does three things. It divides men in this world. That's the first thing. Saved and lost. Now we came to that at the communion table this morning, and with so many visitors, with so many backgrounds, I had to make it abundantly clear that there are those who are Christians who are saved and those who are lost, unfit to participate at the communion table. I don't know what you did this morning. I don't know whether you were fit to participate or did participate. But this revelation that a man or woman, boy or girl, is lost, it divides. It also changes destinies. Many who have never heard this revelation of a lost soul will perish with this world. But of course, the awakened believer, the enlightened soul who becomes a Christian, will be saved. And on that great day when the Lord divides the sheep from the goats, there's going to be an everlasting divide. Something else that this knowledge of lostness does to us, it dogmatizes our message. I want you to think tonight of William Carey, the missionary. He is often called the father of modern missions because he had this vision to go beyond his homeland to countries which were opening up through the trade of the British Navy and the British Empire in lands like, in his case, India. And he wanted to go there not to trade, not for material gain, but to preach the gospel. And he went to mission boards and pleaded with them that they would organize and send him as their missionary. Now, there were many that argued who said, "You don't need to go. They're not lost." Others, they took the other extreme and they said, "If you go and preach to them, then they will be lost because they will reject the message you have. They're happy the way they are. Leave them alone." Now, this was English Christianity. Baptist, William Carey was a Baptist. And this was the attitude. "You don't go to these people. They don't need the gospel." But William Carey persisted. Now, you do know that there are people today, and they think that the heathen, or people that have never heard the name of Jesus, never heard the gospel, that if they never hear the name of Jesus, that they can still be saved. that through the light of nature or the light of their own religion, that God will not condemn them to an eternity in hell because they've never heard the name of Jesus. What did Paul the Apostle say? If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Last Sunday evening, I was showing a clip of a video produced by the Reverend DeCanio where Dr. Billy Graham was interviewed by Robert Schuller at the Crystal Palace Cathedral. And this was his very statement. People can be saved who have never heard the gospel. It's not true. And that's why we need missionaries. That's exactly why we need missionaries. And that's why we must never give up this gospel. Because there are people in this world who are perishing because they've never heard the name of the Lord Jesus. And if they die as they are, they will go out into eternity lost. Now, I could build the argument for the reasons for that. Romans chapter 1, the light of creation, the conscience of man. There is sufficient light to condemn, but there is not sufficient light to save. That's why we need this Bible. It's special revelation. That's why we need to preach the gospel. And that's why tonight you are one of the privileged in this world. You've not only heard the name of Jesus, but you've had the gospel preached to you week in and week out. And tonight you know that you're lost. Oh, you need to fess up to it. You need to come to an acknowledgement of your lost condition. And what have you die as you are tonight. That's the impact of the revelation of the gospel, the light of the knowledge of the glorious gospel of Christ needs to shine in.
As we look around us, all the fields are ripened on to harvest, and so swiftly comes the night. Christians must get busy, there is work to do. Here's an urgent task awaiting you. Truly. Check your fold, my Christian. Are the children in? Are there yet some straying lost in blackened fields of sin? You must go.
This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Call me, please, at 604-897-2040. For all the details of our broadcasts across Canada, go to ltbs.ca.
This broadcast comes to you today from the Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale, located at 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca, and there you can find gospel articles, links to our sermons, a gospel booklet called A New Beginning, and a link to watch our services online. You're warmly invited to attend any of our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. to meet with us as we worship God and to hear the preaching of His precious word. We also meet for Bible study and prayer every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Our Sunday School for Children and Adult Bible Class meet every Lord's Day at 9:30 a.m. from September to June. You can contact us at 604-567-1091. Alternatively, you can email me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. Again, for all this information, please visit our website at cloverdalefpc.ca. Our burden is that you will hear and understand the gospel that will bring you to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His great salvation. This is Pastor Andrew Fitton. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to listen Monday to Friday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our one-hour church service, as we worship the Lord through the ministry of His Word.